This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach Jackson Dean with Tristan in the back for the drive home on a Tuesday. It's 13 minutes to 6.
Now, we know we've been talking about Christmas. We've got lots of Christmas parties coming up. Last week, we talked about bringing along a bottle of wine. But what if people bring you cases of beer and you just don't, you don't drink that type of beer? We've got Alex from The Big Smoke on the phone joining us now. What can we do with our leftover beer?
Well, you can play scientist and you can make it into petrol.
How is this a thing? Turning beer into petrol?
Molotov cocktail? No, what's that thing? Doesn't matter.
So it's basically the concept that a lot of these resources that we use for everyday things, like drinking beer, can actually be, from a chemical compound point of view, turned into petrol or turned into energy and turned into things that can make our cars sustainable. The same way, researchers recently found also that they were able to turn stress into electricity.
Oh, wow.
I could fuel a rocket to the moon.
Yeah, I was going to say I could light up Australia.
You win.
Interesting the way chemists learn about the compounds that make up these products. So the beer, for example, even what happens to us when our bodies are stressed, and then finding a way to fuel other components to make sustainable living possible.
So Tristan, who joins us here at Joy, he asked me the question earlier. He makes his own beer at home. Now, is he going to be able to just pop this in his car and go for a drive?
Unfortunately, there is a process that turns beer into fuel. It's a little bit like the time when I was a kid and I tried to, I was 20, and I tried to make wine myself. And the way I did that was by mixing Ribena with vodka.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. So, you tried the moonshine in the bath.
Well, that would work. I would imagine trying to brew your own beer and then putting it in your car would have a similar effect.
Okay. Wow. So,
and also, I like the idea that people could be filling up their cars at the petrol station, like putting one in their mouth and then one in the car and one in their mouth. Like, yeah.
So is this technology something that we may actually see in the near future?
Look, all of these things, when chemists and when research is done to actually see whether something is possible, what it does is it puts another idea into the world that can allow us to change the way we utilise resources. So it's really important for us to understand how things work together, because when we see a future where things will run out, so a good example is there was a study that was done about a year ago that looked at what would happen if meat runs out in the world, how would we sustain ourselves without meat, and the answer was found in a research paper that looked at crickets and bugs. Oh, yeah. And they found that they could get more nutrients from cockroaches, bugs and crickets. And that could be a more sustainable way of maintaining that protein without, you know, killing all the animals. So it's all of those ideas together that we look at to go from a scientific basis, how can we make the world more sustainable?
Well, there you go. That is Alex from The Big Smoke breaking the biggest news stories for us here at Joy. Thanks again, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
This is Steps. They're scared of the dark. You're on Joy 94.9.
We'll be right back.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.